Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always email me. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Your health really is your greatest wealth. Do you know that? What kind of changes are you making with your health and with your life? You know, we can every single day. And depending on the kind of changes that you want to make, that you're willing to make, that's the kind of results you're going to see. It's so funny to me because I talk to people all the time and they have different thoughts and different views. And they'll say, oh, I just want my health to change. And oh, if I could lose 30 pounds, or if I didn't have to take 10 different medications, or they'll say, oh, if I could just not be depressed, or if I could just not be so full of anxiety. And you get to talk to them. And it's amazing to me, and there's nothing wrong. I'm not knocking any of that, because life is life, and people struggle, and we're managing our health as best we can. But it comes down many times to the want to that's in you. And there's genetic factors in all of that, and there's reasons that you have to take medicine, and there's a reason that your body is doing what it's doing. You've got genetic factors, you have lifestyle choices you've made for the last 10 years, and there's so many factors to it. Stress in life. But there has to be a moment, regardless. And I'm not saying you won't have to be on certain things forever. Sometimes you might have to be. But if you can make a shift in your mind that you want to do everything you can to live a healthier life, that's a good thing. And many people are trying to find that. They're trying to find that. They've gotten into their 40s and their 50s and their 60s, and they've lived a certain way for a long period of time. And yet they see themselves and they say, well, wait a minute. I need to step back. For somehow, some way, I need to step back and I need to make some changes. And it's that radical change, that when you can find that place within yourself to make that radical change in your life, when you can make that radical change in your life, that's when you're going to start seeing the results. And it may only be a couple of pounds a week. You may start exercising. You may start sleeping better, drinking more water. All these little lifestyle choices that your physician probably talks to you about all the time, but you just never really implemented it. But now you're getting into a place where you need to. You're getting into a place where you're getting sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you need to go to a new level in your life with your health and with your life. And by doing that, you'll see the change that can happen. It's incredible. And I've got so many friends that have gone through changes within their life simply by changing their choices. The greatest power that we were ever given is the power to choose. It is a gift that was given to us. And just like our health is a gift, and what we do with our health is a gift of giving back of what was given to us. The choices we make every single day that we are able to make cognitively, that we in our own mind can make every single day, that's what matters. And when you can make those great changes, that's when you start to see the results. It's when somebody has a made-up mind and they want to quit smoking. Like my grandmother, who was in her early 90s. And she just made a decision after smoking for 70 years that she was going to quit. No patch, no Wellbutrin. No smokeless cigarette, none of that. She just made a decision, and that was it. Not two packs down to one pack, down to three cigarettes, down to nothing. Just quit. Why? Because she had a reason. She had a motivation. She had the desire and the will that she wanted to get well, and she didn't want to let anything stand in her way, because she made that emotional, conscious decision. If you sit back and go, well, yeah, I'd like to quit. Or, well, it'd be nice. Well, I know my kids really don't like to smoke, and it smells bad, and and all those sorts of things. And I've heard secondhand smoke is bad, and this new third-hand smoke that they've got out now is really bad for my grandbabies when I hold them. And you start, little things like that, you start rationalizing all of this, makes a difference. And if we sit back and let life happen, that's when the things happen to us that are not good. And you look back 10 years from now and you say, what happened? When really we can be into a place where we can make it happen. We can make changes and not let our circumstances and not let life and not let other people determine what goes on with our health and with our life. We can. We can make the change. We can make the difference. But we have to be empowered with the information to be able to do that. And hopefully that's what we can help you do here on this show. 888-283-7272. You can check us out. And let's go to Linda now. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, hi, Kyle. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure, darling.
I have so many things wrong, I don't know where to begin. But
well, let's pick one.
Well, this is the most crucial right now. I've had diarrhea for about 3 weeks. What do I eat was one of the questions for the ulcer in the stomach, and supplements for no gallbladder, and what to eat for things like that, also acid reflux. And I don't like goat's meat. I mean, I don't like goat's milk. I like goat's cheese, but I just can't tolerate the goat's milk, so thank you.
Sure, yeah. Let me ask you a question. When did you have your gallbladder taken out?
Oh, it was several years ago.
Okay, and so you have a lot of diarrhea?
No, I didn't have anything. They just wanted to take it out, I think.
Okay.
I don't know why. I wasn't noticing any special trouble.
Okay. Well, now, have you been to your doctor to ask him any or she any of these questions that we're talking about? Or are they just kind of, you asked them about it, but you didn't really get any answers?
Right, and see, this is acted up in between visits to the doctor, and I forget to ask them.
Oh, I got it. So you'll get to talking about everything else, and you'll leave, and
you forget what I really need to
maybe
ask.
That happens all the time. But you know, I encourage you.
Mm-hmm. They put the light down my throat and found out there's an ulcer in the stomach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so they did an endoscopy, and so they did that,
yeah.
And they found
mm-hmm.
it. Okay.
And didn't change any medicine. They just doubled the prefacid, you know, things like that. And the 40 milligrams, when I take one of those, I feel like my stomach's already full to the limit.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, do you eat a lot of grains like bread and pasta and cereal, that kind of thing?
I don't eat cereal. I eat some bread, but I don't know. I don't know. I eat eggs. You know, that's good. And I really like pork and beans better than I do pinto beans. I think I have leaning toward a sweet tendency.
Do you have any? How many different medicines are you taking?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's tackle these.
I don't take them all every day. I don't take my glucopod at all because I never do didn't learn how to work the glucose monitor. You know,
darling,
taking myself.
That's important.
I know, but I just don't have anybody to help me. I'm taking care of my very old mother. I'm stressed out. I think that's where the diarrhea is coming in now.
That's where the diarrhea is definitely coming in. Well, let's do that. Well, first, let me tell you this. I know you're taking care of her, but somebody's got to take care of you. And why don't you do this? This is my suggestion, okay? This is important. I'm going to talk about some of these other issues when we come out of this commercial break. But one thing I want to tell you is get a little notepad and sit down and write down all your questions and all your thoughts that you would want to ask your physician. And go in there. And it's okay. Go in there with a notepad. Schedule an appointment. Go in and ask all those questions. Say, Dr. So-and-so, I need to ask you these questions. And any physician, that's going to save time, too. It's going to organize your thoughts. You'll get the answers that you need. And the nurse that works with them, they'll show you how to use the glucose monitor, how to take your glucophage appropriately, because the medicine that they prescribed you is extremely important. You don't want to let that go. That's first. In a moment, we'll get into your gallbladder, ulcer, and acid reflux. Hang tight. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, we get all kinds of emails and of course, calls about that. Just go to the website. You can check it out there. We've got a team of people growing all around the country, a network of professionals that can help you really go to that next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nathan. Hi, Nathan.
I am on dialysis. I'm blind. And I'm losing blood because of my kidneys. I have a non-traumatic hematoma. So what do I do to build my blood? I'm at a 7.7, and I really am in need of help. They want me to get a blood transfusion. I do not want to do that. I've had that already. I don't want to do another one.
When you're in that situation, Nathan, I know it's challenging. If you don't have someone working with you on a nutrition plan, you need to get someone, okay? And I know it's a tough place to be. I really appreciate your enthusiasm to get well, right? Your enthusiasm to make something happen, to not just sit back and take it. To be wise in your choices, which is what you're doing. And I think that if you can get a good nutritionist, dietitian, or a physician that specializes in nutrition to guide you and lay out a plan for you, I think it's one of the best things you could do right now, because the kidneys are in such a they're so volatile when they start getting weaker, but yet there's a lot you can do to support the body to keep it strong too. Okay, so I don't want you to lose hope in the matter. I want you to definitely keep your mindset like it is. It sounds like you got a really good mindset for it. Okay, and one of the things you want to look at, and again, your nephrologist is going to need to okay everything because they're the ones kind of in charge at this point, and rightfully so. That's their specialty. But having someone that understands more of an integrative approach for nutritional methods to support the body is going to be helpful. Now, I would ask and research a couple of things. Juniper berries, which are, of course, they're very, very tasty, but they're hard to find. But juniper berries actually have regenerative properties for the kidneys, okay? And that's an alternative medical theory. It's not some proven fact, but it's been used for years and years and years to support kidney function. And then also, you definitely want to look at cayenne pepper. There is some research out there about cayenne pepper and how it's supportive to the kidneys as well. So all those can be beneficial. Remember, foods have power to heal in so many different ways. So getting the right kind of foods in can make a big difference in this case. For sure. Now, the transfusion is a tough one, and I wouldn't want to get another one either. I'm with you on that. It's just going to depend on your levels, and you know, ways to get your levels up are going to be based on your nutrition. That's the only ammunition you've got to rebuild. And the red blood cells are only going to form and regenerate and replenish at a certain rate. You can't speed the rate up per se. Right, because the body does it in its own manner, in its own way. So you have to kind of stick to that. That's why I would, again, if I would get multiple opinions and I would get them out of a different group. Now the challenge is most of the times when you're trained in any specialty, the same schools and the same boards train you with the same philosophy. So that's what makes it a little bit on the challenging side, is everybody kind of sings the same song, so to speak. But I would still look out and reach out to find some different opinions, and maybe you'll get a different viewpoint. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to replenish what's not there. And at the end of the day, if the kidneys are dropping in function, you want to make sure you're doing things from a nutritional standpoint every day that matters and that counts. And don't let that scare you, because it shouldn't. It's just you need to be proactive and take charge of it. That's it. and just know that everything you put in your mouth counts. Like whenever you get down to an health challenge at this level, you've got to remember that every move counts, every thought counts, everything you do counts. And so you want to have that mindset of a winner and go and make sure you're doing everything you can to support the body as well as you can. Okay, but keep us posted on how things go. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't found our app yet, go to the App Store. It's easy to download. It's free. Goes to your phone. It's an easy way to catch the show 24/7. We play the show from the day before until we go live the next day. So it's a great way to be connected with us there. And then the other tip that's really great is you can ask a question on the app. If you click the little red button on the app, you can actually ask your question, and it sends it right to us, and we can plug it in here on the show. It's a great tool. A lot of people are using that now to stay connected with us. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
I'm calling. I'm a diabetic, and recently the doctor has seen a lot of protein in my urine, and it's causing perhaps a little damage with my organs. And I would like to know, what can I do to correct?
Well, to correct them, there's a couple things. First, you got to figure out how well your body's breaking down the foods you're eating. And there's some additional testing that can be done, which your physician can do. But you want to find out, if there is protein, where the challenges are. Usually comes from the kidneys is where the issue is. And you just want to figure that out. You've also got to look at your overall nutritional patterns. So you want to look at and have someone break down for you the food you're eating. See, nutrition is an entire field into itself. It's not just go eat some broccoli and some chicken and everything will be fine. You really have to get someone that knows what they're doing so they can evaluate it from a nutritional perspective, using lab work, finding out exactly, pinpointing what systems are working well in your body, which ones are not. It's all basic principles in lifestyle medicine to be able to come up with an overall game plan that will help. I mean, that's where you have to go with it. That's extremely important. So I would have someone look into that with you. Because protein in the urine, yeah, it's a kidney issue, but what's causing that? The root cause. Stepping all the way back to look in through that. And that's where the answers lie. So you'll be able to connect. Someone will be able to connect the dots, and you can lay out a better plan for eating. You can also support the kidneys with certain cofactors. We talk about this on the website, that can allow the kidneys to function at a higher level and, of course, break the proteins down much better. Coming up, more questions about your health. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. We're going to talk about anti-aging when we come back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News.
Motorists across the U.S. continue to feel the pinch at the pump as gas prices inch upward.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California, statewide average, is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, U.S. home prices soared to a new record in March while mortgage rates continued to rise rapidly. The Wall Street Journal reports existing home sales fell 2.7% last month from February. In addition, March sales fell 4.5% from a year earlier. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Streaming service Netflix says it will try to minimize password sharing and is considering a low-cost subscription supported by advertising. This comes on the heels of the streaming service's first loss of subscribers in more than a decade and a dip in stocks. Pandemic-driven lockdowns that kept people streaming content at home have lifted, and rival streaming services are chipping away at the Netflix audience. An execution by firing squad scheduled in South Carolina is being put on hold. Tim Berg reports.
An execution set to be carried out by a firing squad in South Carolina won't happen for now. Richard Moore's attorney, Lindsey Vance, says the stay will allow for issues involving the execution to be reviewed.
This is a case that we really feel never should have been a death penalty case, and so it deserves further review to determine whether he should even be executed at all.
The state Supreme Court has stopped Richard Moore's scheduled April 29th execution. South Carolina hasn't executed an inmate in more than a decade.
The Navy is investigating the deaths of three sailors within 1 week. They all served on the USS George Washington. The Navy says there's no immediate sign any of the deaths are connected. The aircraft carrier has been docked since 2017, undergoing a refueling and complex overhaul. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Always go to the website, by the way, help you go to that next level with your health and your life. Parents are now putting a lot of food pressure on their kids, a new study finds. So if we weren't putting enough pressure on our kids to play sports and do their activities, now we're putting it on them for food. New research finds that overweight kids are more likely to restrict their children's food intake, so parents will come in and cut back on the food. And in contrast, what happens is mothers and fathers are saying they're more likely to pressure their kids to eat more when both parents and children are at normal weight. So pushing food nor restricting is a good idea. A new study author, Jessica Burge, is an associate professor of family medicine and community health at the University of Minnesota Medical School. Interesting, they said that prior research has shown that they may have unintended effects, such as child becoming overweight or obese, or engaging in eating behavior disorders like binging or purging. Childhood obesity now is close to 17% and is linked to another health issues, including type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Can you believe that under the age of 11, we're seeing kids with heart disease and type 2 diabetes? I'm just shocked at that, amazed, blown away, that we can have our young people dealing with such high adult, I mean, we're talking adult health challenges that don't even start really occurring until you get in your late 40s, 50s. And we're seeing our kids deal with this. It's because of our lifestyle habits, about the choices that they're making each day. So there has to be a shift, and there has to be a change, no doubt about it. And until we do that as parents, nothing's going to happen, which is just, you know, you don't really want to create a bunch of drama around the food. But I think that parents, if we lead by example, then the kids will follow. Most kids don't sit there and stuff their face. Most kids will eat their plate, and that's about it. A little bit, grab a little bit more. You got a guy playing, you know, growing up, getting his early teenage years, playing football. He's growing, playing wrestling, playing sports. He may jump in and eat a lot more. A female that's getting into sports, tennis, basketball, volleyball, whatever, which it really increases their aerobic activity, a lot of running, then they may increase their calories too. But at the same time, you don't see kids go to a big buffet and sit down for 2 hours and eat 8 plates. You just don't see that. So the kids aren't wired to do that. They're not geared like that. And unless there's something emotional going on, or there's something that they feel out of control with, because food is a way of control. It's a way that people use. That's where the addictive behavior begins. And it's a way of whether they're into like a binging or a purging or any kind of issue with kind of being in that situation. I mean, anorexia and bulimia, one of these eating disorders, you're just seeing them. It gets me frustrated because I see so many kids that struggle with this, and they don't need to. I mean, there's so much pressure from family, and there's also a lot of peer pressure, obviously, that can lead to this. Most of the eating disorders, although we say that there's a distorted body image, a lot of that distorted body image came from a lot of the verbal cues at an early age from the parents. So it's not just that the kid just randomly has body issues. That came from somewhere. Because kids don't just randomly start having that. Or they watch movies and they feel like they don't look the same as certain models or actors or actresses, whatever. I mean, it comes from a lot of that. But the reality is, as parents, we need to step in and be the difference maker in that. Be the one that steps up and tells our kid how great they are, how beautiful they are, how smart they are. So that they're getting that from home, from really the parents at that level, or the highest level of validation for a child. So it does matter. And when you start seeing something like this, when you see these food pressures, the last thing kids need to be is pressured for anything. You want to lay boundaries, no doubt, as a parent, and you want to guide and you want to lead. But they don't need to feel the pressure for that. They need to understand the why, and that can help them more than anything else, especially when it comes to weight. Weight is one of the biggest outlets for people. I mean, look at the adults around you. 70% of Americans are overweight. And that's not because you're eating less. It's because we're eating more. It's because we're stress eating. There's a lot of reasons of why that happens. But it's really interesting how it does happen and what we can do to really make a shift to move around from that. And we need that for our kids. Definitely need it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. And if you haven't found our lifestyle providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, they just take you by the hand. And if you want to figure out how to eat better, how to exercise in the right way for your body type, learn more about your metabolism and how to construct an overall plan around that, that's what our lifestyle providers do. They help build a good game plan. Sometimes that's all you need. You just need a game plan. So many of us need that. All right, let's go to Ken. Hi, Ken. Welcome.
I am plagued with autoimmune disorders. I had developed about 3 years ago a disorder of the gums on my teeth, and it's the inflammation and stuff that supposedly affects my heart, as well as about a year and a half ago, I developed psoriasis on my scalp and on my arms and on one spot on my leg. And those are the issues I'm having.
When you start having a lot of those types of issues, you always want to step back. Okay, you always want to step back and really get down to the brass tacks. And what I mean by that is you want to jump in and make sure, more than anything else, you don't have any serious nutritional deficiencies. And a lot of times with an autoimmune condition or several of them, there can be challenges in those regards. So you want to dig in and really figure that out. So the way you do that is first you get some lab work with your primary care physician. I think it's a great way to go. You can look at nutritional values all day long. Now, they can look at certain tests that can determine whether your T1 helper cells or T2 helper cells, which part of your immune system is what we call overactive, okay? And when things are overactive, that's when you start getting a lot of challenges with the overall immune system, and that's where you get the autoimmune process from. So just figuring out exactly where that's coming from will make a big difference. And that's one thing I would stick to. I would definitely figure that out. Because if once they do that, you can target certain foods to be able to help. You don't have to just kind of stay where you are. You can really get in there. And the doctors can jump in and help come up with a good game plan. I would definitely look into that. Because when you're struggling with any type of situation that's autoimmune, you have to get the immune system calmed down. And you can't just turn it off. You can't just go unplug the light or unplug the lamp, per se. You can put a dimmer switch on it, which can help. But you can't just go over there and unplug everything. That's what you don't want to do. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Our food of the hour, I want to talk about beets. Beets are amazing. You're thinking, my goodness, the last thing I want to eat are a bunch of beets. But, you know, I really actually seek them out now to put them in my diet because they've got so many healthy benefits to them. Food can be our best medicine in so many ways. Pretty amazing. So, one, again, it's high on the anti-cancer scale. They have zero trans fat, zero saturated fat. And, of course, they're fantastic at supporting the digestive tract. Matter of fact, one of the best foods, if you struggle with constipation at all, beets are one of the best foods. Just the beet juice alone is enough to get the small intestine and the bowels moving to the point where you can eliminate well, even if you've been constipated for a while. So if that's something you struggle with, constipation, that you deal with on a regular basis, you want to look in this for sure because they're amazing. If you take a regular beet, steam it, tell you a little trick. Take a regular beet, steam it, cut it up, and put it over a salad the night before you wake up in the morning and, of course, have a great bowel movement. It works like a charm. The reason is they contain high levels of sodium, the main minerals that are really good for our bowels, which are sodium and then, of course, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. So they contain all of those. Plus, they're considered a strong fiber food. Got a lot of vitamin A and vitamin C in it, too. So they contain folic acid, which is necessary for the production and maintenance of new cells. And they've got, it's great for cell reproduction and for the body making new cells each and every day. And studies have shown that beets guard against cancer, especially the big studies were done with colon cancer. A lot of medical studies done around it. But beets can be eaten raw or you can boil them, whatever you want to do. But they're powerful. I mean, that's the key. One thing you got to know is 1.5% of Americans actually eat fruit and vegetables. And that's pretty staggering, think about it. Because if I had to take a poll right now with everybody listening, and I said, who all eats vegetables every single day, you'd probably raise your hand, you'd probably tweet and start sending messages all the way about that. And the reality is that we all think we do. But if you really looked at our plates in a day's time over and over and over again, really we don't that much. So making those kind of shifts and changes can make a big difference. But beets are great. They, of course, I encourage you to use them on a regular basis just because of the beta cyanin, which is a pigment. It gives you that red color. It's what's responsible for helping fight cancer. So a lot of people take beets and put it in juices, or they'll juice it along with kale and some other things. I think beets should be thrown in there every time just because of the high anti-cancer load that they have. I mean, that's something right there that's enough to be valued and looked at. that can help. It's one of those super vegetables that we should always include in our diet plan on a regular basis. Coming up, more questions about your health. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. We're here for you, on call for you, each and every day to take you to the next level. Remember, lifestyle is our medicine. The foods we drink, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the exercise we get or don't get, all of that composes our lifestyle. It matters.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Give us a call or check out one of our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this shape and lifestyle-based care that we talk about. Powerful. Now, exercise has been touted as some great medicine. And of course, I always think exercise is a form of medicine. But now for our regular heartbeats, we call them atrial fibrillation or AFib. They're saying that exercise may be some of the best medicine for that that we've ever thought. A lot of times when you had AFib, doctors would say to avoid too much exercise as it put too much strain and stress on the heart. But now exercise appears to help control an irregular heartbeat more than we thought. They did some studies in Australia, and they call it cardiorespiratory fitness. And with the cardiorespiratory fitness, it refers to the ability of the heart and the lungs to supply oxygen to the body during sustained physical activity. So the study adds it to a growing body of evidence that aggressive risk factor management with increased physical activity should be an integral component, they say, of the management of AFib. So it's the most common abnormal heart rhythm. Okay, it affects about 2.7 million Americans. And according to the American Heart Association, obesity and inactivity are the risk factors for AFib, which can lead to a stroke, which is very, very concerning. And matter of fact, a lot of people that struggle with this, they've done studies, and they say if you have a body mass index of 27 or more, meaning they were overweight or obese, you're a high-risk category for an AFib, even if you've never dealt with it before. So they looked at this, and I'll tell you one of the greatest nutritional components to support this are fruits and vegetables. It's so simple. Fruits and veggies. I mean, I'm telling you, it solves so much. I could just sit here on the show and talk about fruits and vegetables, seriously. Because 1.5% of Americans are eating them. That means that, my goodness, 98.5% of Americans are not. And we could do a whole show on fruits and veggies. That's it. And, I mean, why are we not doing it? It's convenience, for the most part. A lot of people don't like the taste of them, but more than anything, it's convenience. That's why some of these organic juice places, I'm not talking about where it's loaded with a bunch of sugar and just protein powders. I mean, organic juice bars are popping up out of convenience. People are wanting to a place to go just drink their vegetables for the day, and they don't have time to deal with sitting and eat a salad for 30 minutes. They don't have time for all that. So they want a quick and easy way to get their veggies in on a regular basis. Dr. Paul Thompson, he's the chief of cardiology at Hartford Hospital in Connecticut, said that exercise is a good way to reduce the chances of developing AFib in the first place. So if you're ever concerned about it, getting out and exercising can make a big difference. And Thompson's an author of an accompanying journal editorial coming up recently on physical activity. And what's interesting is that a lot of programs are out there, they say, to promote weight loss, improve cardiorespiratory fitness, but they're not really targeted at helping atrial fibrillation, which is something that so many people struggle with. And I would say, just to add to that, really, if you're focused on keeping the heart healthy, if you're doing the right things like walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing your 150 minutes a week, or your 70 minutes of high intensity, see, those are the numbers. You've got to get that in. If you're not getting those numbers in, then you're missing out. I mean, because the reality is, if you don't stay fit, if you don't do the work to stay healthy, the body will tear down. It will. It's not if, it might, it will. So you don't use it, you lose it. And that's why lifestyle is important and your habits are really important. But atrial fibrillation really benefits from exercise, along with fruits and vegetables, your B-complex vitamins. And don't forget, dark leafy greens are loaded, chock full and loaded of these B vitamins that can make such an impact in your overall health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Margie. Hi, Margie.
I would like to know some information about osteoporosis and the best diet for to deal with osteoporosis and how much calcium to take on a daily basis.
Well, osteoporosis, you got to look at it. It's just a softening of the bones. The bone doesn't get enough of the minerals that it needs, and that's really the main situation. You start off with what's called osteopenia, and that's kind of a light softening of the bones. Then it moves into where they're in more of a brittle state, and that's the osteoporosis. So the body just kind of moves in through that routine. And you just have to figure out exactly what to do with it. And, of course, if you do lab work, which I'm a huge fan of, if you get the lab work done, you'll find out exactly what your body needs. You'll find out if it has enough vitamin D. And vitamin D is a catalyst, I think, for all osteoporosis. If you don't handle that, you're really missing the boat. Has to happen. So you want to have someone, your physician, nutritionist, someone, actually do some lab work and check and see what your overall numbers are. Because that's a key. Osteoporosis, I'll tell you, one of the biggest keys is getting enough vitamin D. And your vitamin D levels need to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. If it's not, you can get it from the sun. You can do it in a supplement form. You can get it from things like mushrooms. Whole eggs have a lot of vitamin D and also a lot of calcium in there. But getting enough of those together is what makes a difference. Is again, osteoporosis is all about the other minerals too. Magnesium, don't forget about boron. And there's quite a few that can make a difference. You just have to make sure you're getting enough vitamin D where it can absorb the other minerals that you're taking in through your healthy diet. I mean, that can all make a difference. And then other, your exercise. So walking at least 10 minutes a day, 6 days a week. I think you ought to go up to 20 if you can swing it. And then also, you want to look at mini trampolines. Mini trampolines, I'm telling you, are amazing. UrbanRebounder.com makes one that is a great way to go. And it helps keep the body strong, fit, and also keeps the bone density levels up. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.